This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in corporate branding news, basketball. The NBA is making some changes to its second-tier program, the Developmental League, shortened in the vernacular to the D League. It shall henceforth, though, be called the G League, G as in Gatorade, which has bought the naming rights. The NBA is hoping Gatorade throws its marketing weight around and gets more people in the stands. That might happen or it might not, but come on, man. Another corporate branding play in consumer life? Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
Major League Baseball has the minors. The NBA has the Developmental League. The NBA's New York Knicks play at Madison Square Garden. Capacity 20,000. The Westchester Knicks, one of the 22 D-League franchises, play at the Westchester County Center. The capacity there is 2,000. Jim Andrews, senior vice president at the marketing firm IEG, says there are a lot of benefits for the D-League.
They get a partner in Gatorade that is very good at promotion and advertising, and that's something that the former D-League, now the G-League, really could use.
For its part, Gatorade gets a title sponsorship, and it can use the Developmental League as a research and development playground. Jeff Kearney is global head of sports marketing at Gatorade.
We're going to have an embedded presence in this league to really play some offense and be proactive and incubate products and equipment.
Gatorade and the NBA will be able to develop original marketing content like videos of players testing the equipment too. Ken Shropshire is a sports business professor at the Wharton School. He says the NBA can use this as an experiment as well.
To see how the public reacts to it and to see if the money is worth it, just to see if there's a deliverable that comes by adding a corporate name to the name of the league.
Because there's got to be a point of branding exhaustion. Seems like everything nowadays is brought to you by something or somebody. And it's tough for marketers to keep up. Just ask folks trying to sell TV ads. If you can fast forward through them, you're probably going to do it. So do we really need something like the Coca-Cola NBA Finals?
You can't do it.
That's Ben Sterner. He's the founder of Leverage Agency, a sports marketing firm.
You can't take over something that hasn't been taken over for a long time, like the NBA Finals, where you have six or seven or eight, you know, corporate partners who, you know, they're all paying seven figures, and, you know, it's going to be hard to differentiate.
The NBA is trying different tactics beyond what it's doing in the D-League. Next season, a few teams will have advertisements on the upper left corner of players' jerseys. Less in your face than what you see in European soccer, but it is more branding. Patrick Risch is director of the sports business program at Washington University in St. Louis.
The sports consumer will adapt just as they adapted to dynamic ticket pricing. They'll adapt to this, though some purists may say that they are. We'll see how they feel two or three years from now. I doubt they'll raise a fuss then.
Neither the NBA nor Gatorade would say how they're going to know if the partnership is paying off, and there's no guarantee it will. Again, Jim Andrews at IEG.
There have been some examples of sports governing bodies, leagues that have tried this and who have turned around and decided not to do it.
Like women's professional tennis in the U.S. and Premier League soccer in the U.K. Andrews says this deal is different. It's easier to try it out in the D-League, where there are relatively few sponsors and therefore fewer potential conflicts, like watching a Gatorade NBA game with players on the L.A. Lakers sporting Powerade ads on their jerseys. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.